You know, it's good, man. Big play in the game. You kind of sealed the game for us. And got to credit my front seven, man, and my coaching staff just for, you know, giving me the position. You know what I'm saying? Making me, helping us make plays. And so, you know, good pick. I'm glad I caught it.
What about on the day, you guys as a defense, what you saw from, you know, Bortles? What did y'all think of what he did?
We knew it was going to be a tough battle. It's going to come down to four quarters because of division game. And, you know, we just got to credit the front seven, man. Clowney played his butt off. You know, I think Heath and Fumble came in, young guys playing good. And so we got to credit them for sure.
What did you guys think about what the offense was able to do despite the changes?
Yeah, they play good ball. You know, we focus on our side of the ball no matter what happens because at the end of the day, we got to play defense no matter what's going on. So we trust the coaches. You know, it is what it is.
I'm sure you heard Tennessee comes back and wins. What's next for you guys as far as the division?
That's a bummer. Chiefs let us down, but you know, it is what it is, man. We gotta focus on Cincinnati. You know, short week. You know, enjoy the day. You know, come in tomorrow, man, and press forward.
It was nuts, but I think the guys did a good job of rallying around me and making some plays for me. I'm happy to be a part of this team.
Were you surprised that it happened?
You know, I'm always each week going in there prepared to be the starter. You know, and that's kind of the mindset I always have. Just so when those situations come, you're not startled. You're ready to go in there and make some plays for the team.
Were you mentally ready? Did you feel like to go out there just having not played in so long?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be suited up if I wasn't mentally ready to go out there. That's what this team deserves. You know, they deserve someone to go in there and perform. You know, and that's when they called my name. That's what I tried to do.
Did anything happen out there as you continued to play that made you feel more comfortable as things were moving?
I'm sorry,
did
I can't.
Did anything happen out there that made you feel more comfortable as things went on and on?
No, I mean, I think just the guys, the line did a heck of a job. Receivers made some big plays for me, and protection was great, and Lamar and Blue and all those guys ran their tails off, so it's exciting.
What was it like for you in the huddle as you ran the team as the game progressed?
It was good. You know, I got the little dry mouth at first. You know, I was kind of in shock, but other than that, I just shook it off and kind of went out there and just tried to execute my job.
Were you surprised when they came to you at that point, or did you have a sense it might be coming, or how did you view it?
Oh, I don't pay attention to any of that stuff. I just, each week, Brock, me, Brandon, we all go out there prepared to be the starter, and that's just the way it is.
Seems like you had a great rapport with DeAndre. Did it help that you have played with him before?
Yeah, I mean, it's just being around him. I mean, obviously not getting the physical reps with him, but being around him for 3 years, you kind of know what he's about, and you know that he's one of the best receivers in this league, and it was good to show that today.
I know after you came into the game, you and Brock had a lot of conversations on the sidelines.
Yeah.
What was he talking about? What did you guys talk about?
Oh, I mean, Brock was telling me about just everything he sees out there. I mean, at the end of the day, we just want to win, and that's kind of what it comes down to. So he was helping me out with different points and things that he sees, and I would do the same for him.
You've been through so much after what you went through last year and everything. To be at this point now, to get an opportunity, can you reflect on that?
Yeah, I think it's just more of just being prepared for when your time comes, you know, and obviously my rookie year, go back to that time, I mean, a dreadful moment of my career. I just didn't really enjoy it that much, you know. I wasn't really prepared the way I wanted to, so I wasn't going to let that happen again, and now we just got to keep getting after it and go back to work on Monday and see what we can improve on. Sorry.
Your defense, how comforting is it to know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're one of the top defenses in the league. It's like I said out there, it's easy to go out there and win some games with those guys on the other side of the ball. They do a heck of a job.
How are you feeling? Are you 100% healthy?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
What were your teammates' reactions after you left them to that win?
I mean, I think everyone's always excited after a win. You know, there's nothing better in the world than a winning locker room, and that's what's exciting about this. But we're going to enjoy it today and go back to work on Monday.
What were your teammates saying to you about the game and that kind of stuff?
Just that they got my back and they're ready to roll, and that's kind of all you want to hear as a quarterback, is all the linemen tell you they got your back and receivers are going to make the plays for you, and our job is just to get it to them and let the athletes make plays.
Were you surprised at the decision to change quarterbacks?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they just made a decision they thought was good for the team. You know, as a left tackle, it's my job to protect whoever's under center. I support whoever's under there. Support both of those guys to the fullest. And I thought Tom did a great job coming in. And preparing, he always, as a backup quarterback, he always prepared as a starter. You know, and he came in and did a great job. You know, and, you know, guided us to a win.
Last
why do you think the offense was able to have more success once he got in there?
I can't answer that. I mean, from an offensive line perspective, you know, we didn't have the best day running the ball, but I thought we did a decent job in protection as the game went on. They got us with some things early on, but, you know, we kind of settled down and got in sync. You know, guys did a good job of getting open in the passing game, you know, and, you know, he found them. You know, so we had some penalties there, holding calls and passing interference and things that, you know, got us moving down the field and, you know, was able to score when it counted.
Taking it day by day, man, just flying to the ball, doing our job, trying to execute at the highest level.
You guys are down 20-8. You keep them off the board the rest of the game. Is there a certain amount of satisfaction that comes with that?
I mean, it's just got to give praise up to the players. I mean, we fought it out. We finished. I mean, Coach preached it the whole week, and we just tried to finish.
What do you think of what the offense was able to do down the stretch?
I mean, offense, I mean, I can't really say too much about the offense. They did an incredible job getting the score, and we just, defensive-wise, we did our job and just tried to hold them to 20 points, and we did that.
You guys were very good on third down. You had the shoestring sack as well. How important was that?
I mean, it was a great play for us. I mean, getting off the field on third downs, I mean, all defenses want to do that. I mean, it was a shoestring tackle. It was a leggy one for though. But
you had another player.
No, John Simon, you guys are shorthanded. How tough was it to shuffle all the personnel for everybody to kind of step up at outside linebacker?
I mean, we have a lot of great players, so it really wasn't tough. I mean, John, they're great pass rushers, great they can stop the run, great outside linebackers, but we had a lot of guys come in, step in, and they did their job. So.